Hello, I'm Mr. C, and our first podcast is about five dimensions of health. I'm here with Melvin Nunez, who's going to ask a few questions.
Hello, my name is Melvin Nunez, and I'm doing a research project about the five dimensions of health. Would you mind if I ask you some questions?
Well, today I'm going to have a conversation with my favorite teacher, Ms. Canavan. Hello.
Hi.
So we're going to be discussing about social wellness. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. How does your social wellness impact your everyday life?
I think it impacts your everyday life immensely. I mean, if you are not enjoying your life, then your day-to-day life can seem so much like a chore instead of a joy. I think it's hugely important that you're enjoying what you're doing as a profession and also what you do socially.
What about the people you are around, like at work?
I think that negativism and positive people do have an effect on you. If you're constantly hearing negative comments or if you're with people that complain constantly, it does drag you down. Positive usually bring joy to you. As a person, I think it's really important.
So does your family have an impact too?
Oh, yes, hugely. I like to say I have almost a love-hate relationship with my sister. I'm very close to her, but we're also very, very critical of one another because obviously we know exactly what each other's points of contention might be or places where we can definitely put the knife in and dig a little bit. So, but then there's also great joy in having someone that you're that close to. And I think that family is very important, but I also think that friends are extremely important because, you know, you can pick your own friends. Family, you pretty much just get what you get. And I think that you can make an actual choice on your own about who you associate with.
Because they have a really great influence in who you are. I think so.
I do too. I strongly believe that. There's a lot of things that I know that I did when I was in my youth because other people did it. And there are definitely times when you have to just think to yourself, is this really what I want to do? Or am I doing this because all the cool kids are doing it? Or things like that.
And that's why I like watch out for, like every time. I really want to pick. It's not like I'm picky, but I want to pick friends that are going to help me get better, not get worse. So
yeah, somebody that's interested in more what you want to do as a human.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing, too, a lot of times, too, is that you have to think about what people value. You know, is it a person that values feelings? And is it a person that you can talk to? Because it's important.
Otherwise, how are you going to communicate?
Right. It's important for communication. I think the word we're looking for is empathy. Empathy is when you can feel what the other person feels. And I think that's really important in communication socially. You know, you need to know how you're affecting others and how they feel so that you can feel what they're going through or their joy.
Yeah.
And share joy too. It's not always the bad things. And I always say that to my friends too. You know, you can choose to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
You can choose it. You don't have to choose not to be. And say, I'm going to take the bright side of things.
It's and important. That's really hard for people sometimes.
Definitely. It definitely is. Because I think we all, as humans, have a side of us where we do like to complain. Let's face it.
Yep.
And we like to make fun. Things. Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes that can hurt someone because, I mean, personally, I know because sometimes I see things that I don't mean and I hurt other people, but.
I totally agree with that. I do the same thing, I'm sure. People interpret things differently, and I'm a kind of a word nut, and so I take things literally sometimes that I shouldn't, and it's just because we have differences in English language usage. And I think that that's a generational thing, too. I think younger people and older people sometimes don't exactly
understand
each other because of just common language.
Yeah.
And words are important.
And it depends how you're saying it. Sometimes you're not meaning it in a bad way, but they take it bad. So sometimes I really have to watch out for what I say, because some people really get it wrong.
I think it's important, too. And you have totally, totally changed my experience in this school.
Thank you.
Okay, we better stop because we're going to get teary.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck.
How does your social wellness impact your emotional life and health?
Okay, so a lot of times your social wellness impacts your emotional life and health, because sometimes who you're talking to can make you feel a certain way. So if they're saying something and they're sad, they can make you feel sad with them because they're your friend. Or maybe they're not your friend and they're saying something mean, it makes you feel worse about yourself. Mm-hmm. So that could impact your emotional life. And for your health, sometimes when you are talking to your friends in person, you're doing something positive for yourself, so it's more healthy for you. Especially if you're talking about important things, like maybe things that are going on in your life or things that make you feel better. Another way it can affect your health is when you're talking to your friends, you're not like chowing down on junk food, so you're being healthy that way. And yeah, that's how it impacts your emotional life.
Thank you so much.
Why are communication skills important to you for having a good social life?
Communication skills are important for having a good social life because they help you express your feelings and thoughts to the people around you.
Does your physical environment have a positive or negative influence in your social life?
Yes, it does have a positive influence on my social life for the simple fact that when you live in an environment that's beautiful and there's nice buildings and such around, you feel good about your neighborhood and you feel good about where you live. And therefore, you have other people that come together with you that feel good as well, and you have a nice social life. When you live in a place that is run down, or depressing, you feel depressing at the same time. And so I think it has a very positive or negative influence on your life.
Thank you.
We just heard some answers about social wellness from Ms. Canavan, Ms. Bambrick, Alfredo Hernandez, and Mr. Weibel. Thank you for your participation.